To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
It's time for overrated, underrated, or properly rated with
this.
The Chad
and
Hartman
Dave
Show.
Doing a little
live
dance
here on CCO. Call or text 651-461-9226. Come on, join the fun.
Early overrated, waiting 11 minutes on hold to confirm a doctor's appointment. 11 minutes. 11 minutes, and this particular doctor's appointment telling you repeatedly if this is an emergency.
Call 911.
And by the way, this is not an emergency type of appointment.
Oh, man.
I hope your call was important to
them. It was. It was confirming an appointment, and I'm glad. But a lot of if it's an emergency, just this particular specialty. Be a very unique emergency.
See, that's one to ponder. Mm. What is the emergency that Chad? We could take questions. You could take text. What do people think Chad is having a doctor's appointment for?
Yeah, exactly. that could open things up. 651-461-9226.
Is it a toothache?
Teeth are pretty good. Okay. Although, I'm glad you brought that up.
Oh, man.
I want the floss, and I'm not going to describe it very well, where I can get to the better teeth, the back teeth better, where it's got a little more of an angle to it. And I used to find that floss out there all the time. It's gone.
Oh, no.
It's a conspiracy against me.
Yeah.
Bring that.
But do you have the one with a little stick that you can put back there?
Yeah, I like the other one where it's angled a little better.
Mm, okay.
You know, I'm not saying I'm incapable. It was just, you know, I'm demanding higher standards on flossing. Are you a frequent flosser, Susan?
I am not. I'm one of those kids that when you go to the dentist and the dentist says, "Have you been flossing?" And I said, "Well, I did today."
Yeah, exactly. They know that. And all of a sudden we go to the dentist and we just brush our teeth vigorously. Oh, your teeth look good. Yeah, because the appointment's today.
I don't want to come in with bed.
All right, now you've told us you've got a couple here, and I appreciate that. Also, we'd love more texts.
Yes.
651-461-9226. What do you have for overrated, underrated, properly rated? Susan K. Jones, once again, with the jacket.
You like
and
it?
This has kind of become your look. You talked about that a couple
white
months ago.
Button down.
I think it's a very smart look.
Thanks.
Yep.
Keep it simple, stupid. That's my motto.
Okay.
So my overrated is cooking anything for Thanksgiving. So my job Thanksgiving morning, as you may or may not recall, was to bring sweet potatoes and green beans.
Yep.
I don't cook anything. I open cans and follow the directions.
That's quitting, by the way.
Every time I open a can, which is rare, apparently, I cut myself. I had cut myself two times while I was maneuvering the can to dump it in the colander to get the stuff out to start the recipe. I mean, I am bleeding. I like, I'm like, I.
So is there blood in the contents too?
Yep. No, no, I was careful.
Oh.
But the point is.
I'm not sure you were that careful. Dave, you really think she was careful?
No.
What you don't do is
not?
After you open the thing and you got the sharp edge on the thing, you don't rub your fingers around it just to make sure it's sharp.
Oh, my gosh.
Anyway, I just had to say that because it's just like every year I get beat up making Thanksgiving.
Well, you also get beat up every day, though.
Like I do. I hurt myself a lot.
You do hurt yourself a lot.
Watch out for dog poop on the sidewalk.
Yeah. And now winter. Holy cow.
Yeah. What's going to happen?
God only knows.
What kind of winter shoes do you have?
I have pretty good ones on today. I have some nice good grippers.
Okay.
Rippers.
You're not going to be silly enough to try to be wearing heels in this weather, are you?
No, but I love it when the TV girls are out on a press conference in the cold with stupid shoes on.
Yeah.
Like, how old are you? I always say that. How old are you?
And by the way, they don't show their shoes on a live shot on a serious news story.
Yeah.
Here I am covering a murder case.
Panned
Look
down.
At these tremendous shoes I picked up over the recently.
Yeah. You don't make it to the network wearing mucklucks, okay?
No. Is that right?
What do we think, Dave, about Susie's lack of an attempt of making a single thing on Thanksgiving?
Cooking, like from scratch. I did nothing from scratch. It was all cans and crunchy green beans, onions.
Like what did you do with the sweet potatoes? Did you just...
I put them in a big old bowl. I mashed them down. And I put a little butter and a little cinnamon and a little nutmeg.
Well, that's
that
somewhere.
Counts.
That counts.
That's about what everyone does with the sweet potatoes, right?
I didn't think you were going to have like a travel to Idaho and call the farm.
One year I cooked the sweet potatoes, real ones, and then took all the gunk out and then did all that. And then not one person said anything. And I'm like, I'm going
there. Okay, you're just going to you're going to cheat.
Well, I'm going to cheat because it's less work for me. By the way, bird brain, that's you.
Which one?
Both. I'm going to say both.
Dueling bird brains?
Bird brains. I work 6 a.m. to 9 a.m. on Thanksgiving. I go home. I take a power 3-hour nap.
Yeah. Power. Power.
I get up. I whip everything together fast, thus cutting myself.
Yeah.
Had a 30-second shower. Fix my hair.
Are you a quick shower person?
No, I like very long showers.
I like the long showers.
Me too. I could be in there for 3 days if I had hot water. I love Thanksgiving and...
Not really. I don't think so, Dave. If she doesn't really put the effort in and she's just...
Okay. You know. I like hanging out with all of my cousins.
No way.
At...
Dave, all of her cousins?
No, there's at least
there's
three
no
that you don't
chance
like.
All your cousins are in
we
your
We already
list.
Know there's a sister you want to slug
yeah,
every time
Yeah,
Dan
threatened
her.
To punch your mom
oh
earlier this
gosh,
year.
Oh, my gosh, I have to tell you a quick mom story. She's not listening because she's probably doing God knows what.
Listen to comments. She's probably going to know.
So, we do a great big prayer. We eat,
sure.
And then we hold hands, and everybody says something they're thankful for.
Bravo.
So we had a bunch of new people, because my cousin's got a new person, and she has kids. So this new kid tells about how much gratitude, how grateful he is for his soccer, right?
Yeah.
So then it turns into Ben's turn. My son had a turn to do his gratitude prayer. In the middle of Ben's gratitude, my mom says, oh, she said, you have to watch this movie about soccer. It's the best. I mean, and so she starts on this big old conversation about this movie and how they help the homeless people play soccer. And all of us are just looking at her like she has worms crawling out of her ears because she's totally busting in on Ben's prayer time.
Yeah.
And we're all like,
maybe it's a RFK Jr. thing. I mean, he had the worm in the brain. Maybe that's going on.
I mean,
maybe she wasn't impressed and was kind of playing him off.
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of like it's like a comedy act. All right, Ben, speed it up, buddy.
Yeah. Here comes the hook. Kay Jones
swoops in. Yeah. Okay, so then I'll just say very quickly what is underrated or perfectly rated is a fun college football game in the snow.
Watching it or being there.
I'm going to say watching it was fun, but I do know a lot of people who went. I did not go to the Gopher game, but even with their record, it was beautiful. It was senior day to see those guys chopping down the axe. I was just, my heart was warm.
You liked it.
Yeah.
Well, where do you stand on the protest debate, which I'm kind of tired of because I feel like we've broken this down so many times, but the ones who stormed the field.
Yeah.
when you're beating a 4-8 team.
Yes, storm the field.
So every game?
Should we storm? The last game of the year. It was senior day.
Yeah.
We beat Wisconsin, who stinks, but who cares? It's a win. It's all just joy, man. If you're going to tinkle all over everybody's
tinkle.
Joy.
Tinkle.
Don't yuck their yum is what she's saying.
Tinkle. Okay. I mean, some of us might have standards and say, you know, if you're beating a 4-8 team, you know.
No, it's a fun day. It's
snowing.
You got
the axe.
You got the axe.
Secured a perfect home record for the Gophers.
Yes, there's a lot to be joyful. In our colors, true we shall ever be, firm and strong, united we'll be. Rah, 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 for Sky
U-Mah. Didn't beat a team that finished above ninth place in the Big Ten.
Didn't lose it either. Not at home.
You are such a Debbie Downer.
That's I'm just. Everyone's a fact here. They had a mediocre to okay year.
They took care of business at home.
Yeah, and by the way, this PJ tells a story where I was told if I just beat the Badgers, nothing else would matter. No one told me.
I think people mentioned Iowa too.
Yeah, how's that working? He doesn't mention that part anymore. More of overrated, underrated, properly rated next on CCO.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dave, what do we have for a bumper music theme in case Susie missed it early?
I'll let her guess here. This song titled Zero, there's your clue.
The temperature. It's cold out. You're putting on.
No. Okay. If the temperature were zero, then that would work, but it's not zero. No, it's third Monday in a row of a tribute to the Minnesota Vikings offense. Today we've got songs all about being shut out, zero, nowhere to go.
Yep.
I love it.
Of course you do.
I suppose, is that a Debbie Downer when he's providing the facts?
Maybe, maybe not. I don't know. It doesn't suit. It's not the same.
It's the truth. Among the texts, overrated karaoke.
Oh.
Great when you're having beverages with friends. Terrible when you're at your brother-in-law's house on Thanksgiving with the whole family. Nobody's drinking. Correct.
The more nails sober you are, the worse it is.
Nails on a chalkboard.
Yeah.
And awkward.
Now, if someone in your family is a very good singer and he or she sings, like Michaela, my daughter-in-law, she's a tremendous singer. So if Michaela wanted to sing Thanksgiving, that would have been great. But if we're just, hey, we're a little bit better when we got a couple Long Island iced teas in us, let's go old school. Does anybody still drink a Long Island iced tea?
Man, I got drunk on iced tea.
I bet there's a long list of people who had them. And then you're breaking down Sweet Caroline. But if you're sober and it's 12:30 in the afternoon and you're breaking down God Bless America, no. That doesn't work, it?
No.
No, I don't want any.
We sing Christmas carols at my mom's house on Christmas Day by the piano. She plays a few tunes.
How are you as a singer?
I'd like to think I'm great, but I don't think I am.
Yep.
I enjoy singing. Our entire family does.
I like to think I won the Masters, but I haven't won it so far.
Okay.
Underrated corn tortilla nachos made with Thanksgiving leftovers, including green bean casserole, stuffy mashed potatoes, turkey, shredded cheese, dollops of cranberry sauce, and drizzled with gravy. Utter perfection. That's a lot of stuff. In one tortilla, Susie, you're giving it a thumbs down.
I am giving it a thumbs down. It sounds awful.
Dave, you want all that in one tortilla?
I think that sounds a little too much.
That's too much. Too much. Separately, sure. Overrated question. Why does PJ Fleck insist to not wear a hat when it's cold, but wears a Mr. Rogers sweater to embarrass the state of Minnesota? I mean, okay.
I sometimes get irritated with that. Like, come on.
I did discuss this with somebody at the house during the game. I don't think the Mr. Rogers sweater is necessarily impressive. By the way, the guy is a tremendous dresser.
He is.
In real life?
Snappy.
Oh, my God. I've been told he has like 3,500 suits. So he spends some dough on the suits. I'm with you, though. I think so many coaches are trying to send the tough guy message. It's not cold.
Who's the dude that has the sweatshirt? Belichick?
Belichick.
Yeah,
it's,
yeah.
Can we go overrated? I saw his press conference, and he's just such a miserable lout in all these press conferences. But here he finishes this year 4-8. He's got this horrible coat on. He's this amazing coach who had a finished, what, two or three bad years with the Patriots. Now this.
Is he an amazing coach, or did he have an amazing quarterback?
Yes.
Right?
Looking more and more in that way every year.
It is. That is correct. You think the Badger fans wouldn't have done the same thing?
At Camp Randall?
I don't think they would have done the same thing. They've had so much more success than the Gophers. Comparing now, last few years, Badgers with Fickell, they've fallen. There's no doubt about it. But we're not comparing the Gophers to the Badgers the last 30 years. I don't mind joy by beating your rival. I just think it should be a higher bar to storm the field than a 4-8 team. Crazy me. Then just storm the field every game. When you beat hyphenated college, storm the field then.
Mr. Rulemaker. It's not our fault the Badgers can't meet the bear, the bar.
Yeah. Bar, the bear. Yeah.
Well, the bear or the bar.
So, in other words, is this texter suggesting every year the Badgers beat the Gophers, they storm the field because you are factually
incorrect?
It's happened.
At Camp Randall.
No, they don't. Dave, what do you have?
We had a good Thanksgiving weekend, a lot of fun.
Very nice.
Let's start with some of the fun. Number one, we'll go with my first trip to Mancini's in many, many years.
Oh, I love Mancini's.
Friday night, six of us got to go out there, enjoy some steak. Sat in the same
such a great place.
The same room that I had my groom's dinner, rehearsal dinner at, almost 17 years ago now. So it's everything I remember from not having been there for a few years. Everything is exactly the same, and it's exactly how I wanted it to be.
It came up on air a couple weeks ago, and then a friend of mine was listening and said, we got to go back again.
Yeah. Oh,
because I agree, because Mancini's is just one of those places where you nailed it. Your last time there could have been 1984.
Same place.
And when you walk in, it's the same place, and they're right to keep it that way.
Yes.
Some places, Dave, you're like, you got to freshen it up. What are you doing? You've been past. Not Mancini's. We want what Mancini's provides, and we don't need something different.
And the experience is exactly the same, too. I mean, and very good from, you know, servers that have clearly been doing their job for a while to, you know, these kids who are high schoolers, you know, bussing tables and running all. There's people everywhere. The service is just tremendous. They're on top of everything. I just love everything about it.
My friends always ask me where they want me to take, where they're going to take me to my birthday dinner, December 25th. We always go to Mancini's.
There you go.
Do you always go there?
Love
That's
it.
Good.
Love Mancini's.
I like it.
Yeah.
You okay over there?
Yeah,
what happened? Are you tapping? Or?
No, there's a footstool in case they want to go get higher, but now it fell over and I can't make
it. That's tough. That's a tough situation. took the kids to the sledding hill on Saturday along with their nephew.
Sledding. Excellent.
My nephew. Oh, my goodness.
What do you say about how sledding is great?
Yes. Yeah, the girls with their cousin is about 12. It was the first time on the big hill for the five-year-old.
Mm. How far away is the big hill?
About 8-10 minutes.
8-10 minutes.
Yeah,
okay.
Pretty close. We got a pretty good-sized hill in the neighborhood. And, I mean, the girls had a blast. Their cousin had a blast. I took a few trips down the hill, too.
Good for you.
But I'm mostly just at the top pushing people and lining everybody up. And
seems like you should be her participating a little bit more.
I just said I took a few trips down, took a few down with the five-year-old. She took a couple spills on the way down, and I was, you know, eat that, is this going to be one of those situations?
No, it's great.
No, she hops right back up, laughing.
She's a tough gal, unlike her dad.
Snow all over her hat, didn't matter. She's great. Last one, underrated, maybe properly rated now. Have either of you checked out Death by Lightning on Netflix?
No, but I've heard very good things.
Watched the first two of four episodes over the weekend. It's tremendous. Absolutely tremendous.
Give Susie a bit of a synopsis in the audience.
James Garfield, the, 20th president, I believe. It's about his unlikely rise to getting the Republican nomination. And, well, we'll get to it. I haven't gotten there yet, but then how he was killed.
The fact that he's actually not dead and is still alive near the end is pretty stunning.
But very good. It's one of those things. It's kind of weird because a lot of the dialogue seems like it's appropriate for the time, but some of it feels like it's appropriate for today, and the way they mix it in together.
That's cool.
It's really cool how it's done.
So I'll chime in on a TV show. I'm six down, two to go, all started this weekend. The Beast in Me.
I saw that.
Claire Danes, and then my guy, Matthew Rhys.
Married to Carrie Russell.
Married to Carrie Russell, of course, from one of the greatest shows ever, The Americans. Okay. So Matthew Rhys plays the son of this mogul, incredibly wealthy family. His father is Mike from Breaking Bad. Okay. And there are questions whether Niall Jarvis, that's who he plays, killed his first wife. Then all of a sudden you have the new wife, and they move next door to Claire Danes, who has had great success with a couple books, but she's also had tragedy with her young son dying, and she's just not the same person because of it. Her marriage ended. Rhys plays this character in ways that are just tremendous, where you don't trust him. Maybe you can trust him. Did he really kill his wife? Wait a second. What are they doing? Then they're trying to get this business transaction. I am all in. I'm not saying we're talking Breaking Bad, The Wire, but I'm like an 8 on this show right now. And somehow, some way, the last two will be consumed tonight.
Where is it at?
This is a Netflix.
Okay. Oh, good. I like that.
This is a Netflix and really good acting. Brittany Snow is in it as the new wife. There's a good dynamic between the two of them. There's one night with Rhys and Claire and what happened there that I wasn't real crazy about. But I think
there's a tease.
I think it's all worth
it. I'm going to have to watch it.
I don't know why, but I was lucky enough to see three or four bald eagles this weekend. And it was just tremendous. Just absolutely tremendous. Now, Dave, does the bald eagle do anything for you? Or do you hate the United States of America?
No, I still like the bald eagle. I feel like the bald eagles are more prevalent around here.
We've done a good job. We've turned a lot of
things around. In my neighborhood all summer, you could find them.
I agree with you. Are we bringing in bald eagles from Venezuela? We're killing the people in the water, but we're stealing their bald eagles. And so now we have, and they're not that unique anymore.
Maybe they're entering the country illegally.
Illegal Venezuelan eagles.
Yeah. Are we checking them?
I don't know.
You know, let's check them. I went to the Amazon yesterday because I needed a couple things. And again, it's still great. All of a sudden, I need some ink for the printer. 2 hours later, boom, it's just right there.
Isn't that crazy?
But I decided to get toilet paper. I just got to look again at how many rolls came in this toilet paper.
700.
123 rolls.
123, that's an odd number.
123.
Single roll, double roll, mega roll, what are we talking
about? I'm an ultra soft.
Take care of your butt.
Honestly, if we have any bathroom issues over the next 7 years, I don't know what's going to happen. That's a lot of rolls.
Mm-hmm.
That was a mistake? Did you accidentally?
No, I did. I saw it, and I was so amused by it, I said, why not?
Back the truck up.
Let's just be done with the toilet paper for a long, long, long time.
Oh, my goodness.
And then, okay, one of my jokes when I go to Kathleen's, especially if I'm with Quinn, I just start hitting the horn over and over again. just to like announce I'm there. You know, you know, I do have the maturity
the
of a
14-year-old. Appreciate that.
You do.
Right. No, they think it's kind of funny, actually. And Quinny, at first, he'd put his hands over his ears and then stop, and then he'd start laughing at it. So the other day, Kathleen's in picking up something. We're talking, and Q just stays in the car because it was really, you know, it was cold and the snow was coming down. Next thing we know, he's hitting the horn. He is hitting the horn, and for him to continue to have this amazing year and consider all the intellectual and physical challenges he has faced, for him to get the joke, just to get the joke, and he was waiting with the biggest smile on his face for me to come around the corner and see that. He's laughing, and he's waiting to see me. This is, wow. It meant the absolute world to me.
I bet.
Right?
That's marvelous.
You know, that he's just, you know, and again, it's where he's at and what he's overcome and this unbelievable year he's had. So it was just great. That's thank awesome. You, Susie.
Yeah, thank you. It was wonderful.
It was great.
Yes.
35 past one, weather update moments.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.